When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 29th edition. Hope you all had a great Monday. It was a fun slate. Told you it'd be a wild one. All the how you pitching went off. Woo, who was a GPP play. Oviedo, complete game shutout. Grayson was great and chalky as hell. Kyle Harrison went off. He was chalky. It was tons of fun. The Braves went off. I faded Coors and used Oviedo and Grayson, and I finished sixth in the $12 single max. I was in first until the Braves went off at the end. So that was tilting, but also like, so close. We've been close a lot lately, so we're going to keep plugging away on Tuesday's 12-game slate. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter, at BDentric, and I'll be in the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Discord with the cheat sheet and all, like usual. Let's get into the totals on this 12-game slate, starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. White Sox Orioles, 9. Nationals Blue Jays, 8.5. Rangers Mets, 8.5. Astros Red Sox, 10. Guardians Twins, 8. Padres Cardinals, 9. Brewers Cubs, waiting on the total because Wrigley Field. Braves Rockies 12, A's Mariners 8, Reds Giants 8, D-backs Dodgers 8.5. Pitching on paper is a bit better than Monday, still not great, and you can still do the punt pitching and get all the bats like I've been doing a lot lately, and it's been very effective, so we'll see how this goes. But let's talk about the pitching on this 12-game Tuesday slate. Pablo Lopez leads the way at 10-8 at home against the Cleveland Guardians. Lopez has been really good except his last start against Texas, but again, Texas I like to give a grain of salt to. Because prior to that, it was 3 straight shutout outings, totaling 19 innings, and he had a total of 22 strikeouts. He was super, super effective. He had 20 or more points in 5 straight outings. Gets back to facing Cleveland now, a team that on the season doesn't strike out a lot versus right-handed pitching. But over the last month, it's up to 21.1%. We've seen that kind of climb, but they are hitting .248 with a .141 ISO. So if you want to pay up for Pablo Lopez, that's fine. The pay-up spot for me, though, if you're paying up, is George Kirby, and he should be very popular. He's $9,700. He's at home against the Oakland A's. I watched a lot of that game because I was invested in the Seattle stack. And Brian Wu, who I love, dominated, went deep into the game like we were hoping for. Good stuff. Kirby's just as effective. And if he has a strikeout, you're good. Like he has 5 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5, 7 or more in 3 of his last 5. That's when we hit the nuts. He's going to give you at least 5 innings more often than not. Usually doesn't walk anybody. That's what keeps him going deep into games. And, of course, facing the Oakland Athletics, 24% K rate versus righties, .221 average, .196 ISO, though. So that is very enticing. But if I'm going to pay up, it's going to be George Kirby at 97 or Pablo Lopez, but I prefer Kirby in that regard. Now's where it gets fun. Charlie Morton's $8,500 at Colorado. I'm cool with this in tournaments. Back-to-back 34-plus point performances. He has not allowed a run in 3 straight starts, at least 5 innings in each start. His last 2 starts, he's combined for 21 strikeouts. He has looked like the elite Charlie Morton of old. And now you get a Rockies team who's not even scary in Coors Field these days. Like, they just really aren't. They're a bad, bad baseball team. They're striking out 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching over the last month, hitting .247 with a .170 ISO. Like, if we want to get real cute here, let's look at the Rockies versus right-handed pitching at home over the last month. 24% K rate, so the K rate drops, .275 average, .195 ISO. Bit better. But as a whole, they've been atrocious this season, especially versus righties. So I think Charlie Morton in tournaments at 85, very, very viable if you want to go that route. Now's where it gets, you know, let's just have some fun and punt a bit. Dean Kramer, $7,700 at home against Chicago White Sox. We were all in on Grayson Rodriguez. Filthy stuff. Kramer, 6 shutout innings with 5 Ks in his last start versus the Toronto Blue Jays. Now you get a Chicago White Sox matchup, 24% K rate versus righties, .246 average, .135 ISO. Kramer at 77, very solid play. If you play cash, that's a great cash game play. Definitely has some tourney upside for him. The two cheapies I love. And I'm probably going to, if I'm debating just going with these two guys, rolling with bats again like I've been doing. Brandon Williamson, $6,500 at the San Francisco Giants. he has been very, very good. I picked him up for his two starts in season-long leagues, three of his last four starts over 20 DK points. He's gone at least five innings in all four starts, one earned run or less in three of the four. And more importantly, it's a strikeout. He's a strikeout machine. It's 6-6-6-9-7 in his last five starts. He is pumping the strike zone, getting swings and misses. That's what I want from my cheap pitchers. And if he can limit the damage, kudos, even better. And now, again, he's facing a Giants team that most think hit lefties very well, and they have been better this season, but they're still striking out 25.6% of the time versus lefties. So Williamson should be able to do his damage in the strikeout department. Just can he limit the damage on the field? Because the Giants are hitting 272 versus lefties over last month with the 146 ISO, but a 104 WRC plus. So they're barely a league average offense versus lefties over the last month. So I like Williamson at $6,500. And then, you know, this is just stupid pricing. And if you've listened to my show enough, you know what we're doing here. Cole Reagans is $6,000. He's facing the Pirates, 23.3% carry versus lefties, 208 average, 139 ISO, 72 WRC plus. Cole Reagans should be like 70% owned on this slate, maybe even more with Coors in play. I'll eat that chalk all day long. If he fails, I do not care at $6,000. I've been pounding that drum every time, and it's worked, what, four out of five times? Pretty darn good. Strikeouts are always there for Cole Reagans, so I love him at $6,000. So recapping your pitching, if you want to go Pablo Lopez at 10-8, cool. I prefer George Kirby if you're paying up. I think a lot of people will. Other than that, Morton at 85, very intriguing in tournaments. Dean Kramer at 77 is very solid. I like Brandon Williamson at 65 versus the Giants and Cole Reagans at $6,000. So in reality, Reagans-Williamson combo, Reagans-Kramer combo lets you get all the bats you want. If you want to go Reagans-Morton to be a little cuter, that works too. So I think those are all ways to go on the slate and still get tons of bats because there will be plenty of them.
Fads come and go. And nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Speaking of bats on this 12-game slate, we'll start out with the catcher's position here. Sean Murphy probably gets the day off because he played on Monday, so we'll skip that one, but he's 59 if he's in the lineup. We'll start cheaper, though. Adley Rutschman, $5,500, probably leading off for Baltimore against Schultons. Baltimore definitely in play yet again tonight. Cal Raleigh had the day off on Monday. I expect him back in against Waldichuk at 48. Seattle definitely in play again tonight. Travis d'Arnaud should get the start for the Braves. He's $4,700 versus Lambert. Obviously a solid play, so Rutschman, Raleigh, d'Arnaud right in that range. All very solid. I think you can go back to Kansas City if you want. I don't think you need to, but you can. Ortiz and then the Pittsburgh bullpen should be a lot of this game. Salvi's $4,300 if you want to. That would be an option. Going down below 4K, though, you got the likes of Francisco Alvarez versus Heaney at 39 in tournaments. Sure, I like Mitch Garver more at 38 versus Quintana. That would be a cheaper option for you. Danny Jansen, he went deep on Monday. He's starting to heat up again. He's $3,500 versus Mackenzie Gore. So I'm on board with that one quite a bit. Going down to the low threes now, and we'll head into the twos for you. Yeah, it does dry up quickly at catcher. But Connor Wong, I talk about him a lot. I think Boston, they blew up JP France his last time out. I don't see it being very different. It's tough to score 10 runs in like three innings. I get it. They should still have their way with JP France. So Connor Wong at 28 is a good discounted catcher if you need to go there. Other than that, though, Gabriel Moreno, it's against Kershaw, unfortunately. I mentioned him yesterday. He's on fire. He's too cheap. He went 2-for-4 with a homer on Monday. Maybe skip him versus Kershaw, but just keep Moreno in mind for value going forward. He'd be another guy to keep an eye on. First base for you, Matty Olson and Coors at 69 against Lambert's great if you can afford it, which you can, because we saw that on Monday. Just punt pitching, not a problem. You're good. So Olson at 69 is just fine. Freeman took Zach Gallen deep on Monday. That's a bit of a surprise. And he gets Merrill Kelly at 66. I'm not going to target Kelly. There's other places I want to go than the Dodgers bats, but you could, if you like. They put up 7 on Arizona, so don't sleep on them. But cheaper plays, like Pete Alonso's kind of banged up, but he's 53 versus Heaney. He'd be in play for you. Justin Turner versus JP France at 49, if you so choose. Mountcastle at 48 versus Schultens is a very low-owned play coming your direction. Tristan Casas at 44. He had a 2-run double in his first at-bat on Monday. He's a good spot there versus JP France. Going down, Ty France at 4K versus Walichuk. We love Ty France versus lefties, especially in Seattle stacks. If you want to be contrarian and not use Williamson, Wilmer Flores at 4K is a tournament, like 2% owned play if you're looking for something like that. Into the low threes now. I laughed. I didn't realize Cole Calhoun was on Cleveland until I was making the cheat sheet on Monday. He was hitting third for Cleveland. Just made me chuckle. I was not playing Cole Calhoun at any point in time, but that just made me laugh. I'd rather play Ryan O'Hearn, first base outfield at $3,300 for Schultens than Cole Calhoun. That'd be where I'd be looking at that price point. Below 3K, though, Garrett Cooper versus Thompson at 28. Cooper loves mashing left-handed pitching. He's hitting like 6th in the San Diego lineup. So if you're looking to punt, Cooper versus Thompson at 28 could be a dude for you if that's what you're looking for. Second base position, Mookie Betts is always viable in tournaments, but I'd rather go a little cheaper, maybe Semien at 61 versus Quintana, or go even cheaper. You got Ozzy Albies returned from the IL on Monday. He's 57 versus Lambert. Zach Geloff's always tournament viable. He singled and stole a base in the first, then the A's all disappeared after that. The Twins have been nuclear, and Jorge Polanco is one of them. He's $4,600 versus Gavin Williams, and Gavin Williams has looked human his last two starts, so that could be tournament viable. They came in super low rostered. Haesung Kim's 5K also, leading off second base, third base versus Thompson. He's a solid play. Davis Schneider's been playing third base with Chapman going to the IL. He's second base outfield for now at $4,300 against Mackenzie Gore. Schneider masters left-handed pitching, destroys left-handed pitching. So that's a good tournament play as well, because not many will go to Toronto with some of the other options on this slate. So a guy like Schneider could be a very, very low-owned on this one. Going down below 4K, you have the likes of Josh Rojas, who might get the day off again because he was a lefty on Monday, got the day off. Might get the day off again on Tuesday with Waldichuk, but Rojas is $3,600 if he checks that lineup. Going down below 3K now. Not a ton initially, but that's what I thought yesterday. And some of the lineups made things really interesting. Like, if you're not using Kramer, Lennon Sosa's $2,300. He still gives you that tournament power upside you're looking for in a punt play. So I'll just mention him pretty much every show when he's that cheap. Third base, Austin Riley at 63. Totally cool. But Devers is back. He's 57. Gunnar Henderson at 54. I love. Big fan of Gunnar, of course, especially when he's not the highest priced guy out there. Machado at 52 versus Thompson's okay. You got Haesung Kim at 5K, like we mentioned earlier. Eugenio Suarez, a couple doubles in his early at-bats, and his last at-bat, he smoked one to right field. And Seth Brown made a great play to rob him with more extra bases. Suarez is $4,600 versus Waldichuk, so he'd be a part of your Seattle stacks as well. Royce Lewis, though, I played him again on Monday. He's $4,100, back-to-back days with Grand Slams, hit nearly 300 since coming off the IL with, I believe it was 7 extra base hits or something like that. 3 or 4 home runs, like 12 RBIs, really, really swinging it really well. Just talked about him on the First Pitch podcast. I should remember these things, but there's a lot going on. So Royce Lewis at 41, I like. Mentioned Wilmer Flores a second ago at 4K in tournaments only. I'd rather have Royce Lewis 100 times out of 100. Let's say 99 times out of 100. Give Flores that one shot there. Cheaper plays, though. I love when there's not a lot of value, but it opened up on Monday once lineups came out. But initially, There's not a ton at third base, at least, that stands out right now. Shortstop for you. You got Seager, always in play. He's 67. Bobby Witt at 65. Ortiz is very enticing after the dud the Royals let off on Monday. Really nice bounce back spot there. Again, don't think you need to go there, though. I don't think you have to get that cute on the 12-game slate, because I got cute with, like, Minnesota and Seattle, and they were all, like, sub 5% except, like, J-Rod. It's you can get when Coors with the Braves is on the slate, you can do pretty much whatever the heck else you want. It's pretty entertaining. Gunnar Henderson at 54 versus Schulten. I'm on board with that. Going down below 5K now. J.P. Crawford started versus lefty. Homer to lead off the game. He's 44. He was nice in the stacks. He was sub 5% on the slate. He'll probably be there again tomorrow night. So I like J.P. Crawford with Seattle stacks. Other than that, though, I'm loving the fact there isn't a ton of standout value at these positions. It's like Mason wins 25, but he doesn't give me the upside I'm looking for. You need a ton. I put up 205. You needed like 218 to win tournaments on Monday. With Coors Field and cheap pitching, you're going to need to go bananas. Outfield, speaking of bananas, Ronald Acuna, 7K, put up 49 DK points on Monday. That's worth 7K, folks. It's like, that's why I said I'm glad they priced him up. He's probably not priced up enough, but at least they priced him up. Let's just say that much. So he's in play again at 7K. J-Rod at 62. They keep inching him up. He was 6K on Monday. He's been in like the high fives. Keep playing J-Rod at 62. Big fan of that. Jordan went deep on Monday. He's 61 versus Bayo. If you want to be contrarian with Houston, that Houston-Boston game could go off again. Houston went off late on Monday. I could see that being the same thing or flip on Tuesday. So lots of tournament appeal in Houston and Boston. Kyle Tucker at 59 in that game as well. Adelis Garcia versus Quintana at 57 if you want to go that route. Lubob's 56. I like Kramer, but Lubob's always tournament viable. Even I get a double and maybe something else on Monday, but he was decent. Cheaper, though, Marcell Ozuna and Coors at 51. He's nuclear hot right now. He hit safely in every game last week and played well on Monday. So have fun with Ozuna. I said Mullins at 49 versus Schulten is totally in play. Duvall went deep again on Monday. That's an 8-game hitting streak now with 6 home runs and 5 doubles. He's $4,800 versus JP France. You can keep playing Adam Duvall. That's just fine. Yoshida had a good game. He's 47 versus JP France. Those are two guys in Boston. But Anthony Santander, mentioned him as well. He's got a 7-game hitting streak, hitting over 400 with 4 home runs. He's $4,500 for Schulten. Santander went deep on Monday. So I love riding these streaky guys when they're facing garbage pitchers and you get them low rostered. This is freaking the dream. So Santander at 45 is like, these aren't must plays, but these are the guys, like, if you make a shorter list, these are the guys you should be looking at to be a little different on your slates. Going down below the lower 4K range, Teoscar Hernandez, $4,300. I like him versus Walichuk in your stacks. Mentioned Davis Schneider earlier. Second base outfield for Toronto versus Gore. Mashes lefties. He's $4,300. Going down even farther now below 4K, like Benintendi versus Kramer. I'm not targeting Kramer, but Max Kepler at 37 in tournaments. That's totally fine. We're cool with that. Farther down here, low 3Ks. This 3K world is barren on Monday. It's kind of barren again on Ryan O'Hearn is $3,300. I'm cool with that versus Schulten's. Matt Wallner, he went deep on Monday. He's getting healthy again. He's 32. We love him for value. We love playing him when he's 2,300. Now he's 32, but still not a bad tournament play for a bit of savings. Going down below 3K now. Like, yeah, Grossman down here if you need to. But I would look at guys like DJ Stewart won't play versus lefty. Mark Canha at $2,800. It's Justin Steele, who I love. But the value, Canha went deep on Monday. He's not a must, but he's someone to keep in mind when you're looking at this. Palacios of Pittsburgh is 27. I like Reagan's, but Palacios is also a potential discount if you need it. Hoping you don't need those guys because I like their pitchers better than their hitters. Like Michael A. Taylor at 25, that's not a bad value. He's been swinging it really good, especially if you're putting a little mini Minnesota stack. That works well for Taylor. So check the lineups. We'll see what pops up there. And again, you can punt pitching. You don't have to worry about it. So let's talk pitching. Pablo Lopez, 10-8, is in play. I prefer Kirby at 97 if paying up, but we'll probably ignore both those guys. Charlie Morton at 85 in Coors is a great tournament play. Dean Kramer at 77, good cash game with tournament upside. And then Brandon Williamson at $6,500, and Cole Reagan should be in every lineup at 6K. I don't care how bad he pitches because he'll pitch great in this matchup like 85% of the time. I'll take my chances there. So Cole Reagan's at 6K. It's on like Donkey Kong. Stacks, Baltimore versus Schulten's all over that train. I think a little Toronto versus Gore is enticing, but not a must. the Houston-Boston matchup, like Boston versus JP France, but don't sleep on Houston versus Bayo if you want to be super contrarian. Minnesota versus Williams could be a little bit of a value play for you on the slate. And then KC bounce back versus Pittsburgh potentially. Love Atlanta versus Colorado, of course. Love Seattle versus Oakland. My top two stacks will be Seattle and Baltimore right now with Atlanta following. I just try not to be super chalky. Then you fill it in from there. But like Monday night's lineup, I had, I think, three Mariners. I had two Twins, two of someone else, like a bunch of mini stacks. And then I punted with the $2,000 catcher from Colorado who put up 10 more points. So keep that, again, a value that popped up out of nowhere. And then I punted pitching with Oviedo and Grayson Rodriguez. So we'll see how Tuesday goes. Hopefully it's a lot like Monday. But if you have questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. I'll be in the fantasy, the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord, and I'll have the cheat sheet out later on Tuesday. But for now, this is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 29th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.